difficulty, obviously, to come back to an opposition team.
A lot of work.
You're in the hole like that, and there's so much, and your running backs are, as soon as you're going to pass, it makes it a lot more difficult, doesn't it? Because you have to pass, and they know you're going to pass, and then just a little mistake turns into an interception.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we're down two tailbacks at one point. We got Marcel, our fullback, in there playing. They got a good pass rush. It's a good front four. They do a lot of movement. They're very good players up there, and they kind of can pin their ears back and get after you a little bit. We did a really good job up front all day. There's a couple of issues we had, but for the most part, did a really, really good job against defense that was just pinning their ears back and knowing they were going to throw the ball.
Carson, you guys said come all the way back to the backfield. You've done it by doing a lot of patient things, getting Marcel out of the backfield, and then it seemed like a lot of time left. He took some shots right away down the field that rather than continue to do the same thing. Was that just what the defense was telling you to do, or what you thought to dictate?
Yeah, we had done a good job of being patient. Didn't want to take some shots when there were pressure situations or leaving us one on one. Obviously, sit back and wish you did it differently after a loss. Everything looks right. We need to look at this game film. We had some critical errors. I had some critical errors. We need to clean up this week 8. We need to really be firing on all cylinders, hitting especially critical points in games. Too many mistakes.
Were there any of the three interceptions that you especially regretted as a decision, not as a throw?
All interceptions you regret. They made a good play on one, on the first one, and then on the second one, just a little bit off, not on the same page exactly with myself and Demo. And just mistakes like that you can't overcome and you can't make. And me being the quarterback, I can't do that, obviously. You can't throw that ball. You just need to take a sack sometimes if things are off. Off of the same page and come back the next play.
Brandon Myers had a bunch of catches for this team, but he got his first touchdown today. He said it didn't mean anything because you guys lost, but are you happy for him finally cracking the end zone?
I don't think it's a big deal to Brandon. Brandon's just a big-time player. He's made plays in every single game and all the quarters of the games, but especially in the fourth quarter. He seems to come out with big plays, and he did it again tonight. But I know Brandon's a team guy. He wants to win, and he can care less who scores. He's disappointed in the loss.
Talk about Jamaica. He has made this comeback attempt in the second half without Darren McFadden, who didn't return with injury. Was there anything you were doing differently in the second half without him?
We're running it all. We only had a handful of runs. We were down so much, and they kept scoring so fast that we're in kind of hurry up mode. We're in situations where it's just against the number 4 defense against the run. You're going to kind of be smashing your head against a wall.